It's Friday, September 10th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Microsoft moving to work from home is indefinite and impacted productivity and innovation. They issue Windows 11 management guidance, and the FCC digs into deals with landlords. This is the Business of Tech. Microsoft has given up predicting when they are reopening. They announced an indefinite delay to their reopening yesterday. The company also released new updates to Teams, including adding CarPlay to mobile and intelligent camera support. That space is hot. Google also updated workspaces with more remote work support this week, including a feature called Spaces to allow real-time collaboration. A new peer-reviewed study by Microsoft researchers of more than 61,000 Microsoft employees finds that the shift to remote work has hurt communication and collaboration among different business groups there. The researchers call it a warning sign for other companies as well. Quote, without intervention, the effects we discovered have the potential to impact workers' ability to acquire and share new information across groups, and as a result, affect productivity and innovation, they write in an accompanying blog post. In light of these findings, companies should be thoughtful about if and how they choose to adopt long-term work-from-home policies. The Microsoft study says remote work has also changed the way employees communicate, causing them to rely more frequently than before on asynchronous communications, such as email and instant messages, and less frequently than before on synchronous communication, such as audio and video calls. And workers are worried about COVID. The Census Household Pulse study has been asking about people not working due to, quote, being concerned about getting or spreading the coronavirus. After a peak in July 2020, the number had been declining. But after a low between July 21st and August 2nd, the number is going back up, now at 3.2 million for the period between August 18th and 30th. Why do we care? It's the key phrase in there about companies being thoughtful about if and how they adopt long-term policies. Isn't it already long-term now? And with indefinite holds now occurring, well, be thoughtful now if you haven't already been. And that's the challenge in focus. Not a technology challenge, but a management one. Can a business find its way with a reality of a dispersed workforce with new employee concerns and different management styles? That's the interesting opportunity, too, and why I track this data. Microsoft has issued guidance on Windows 11 management, policies for Windows 10 via group policy, and tools like Microsoft Endpoint Manager will, quote, just work on Windows 11. The policies even get labeled Windows 10 and later, not Windows 11. Users of Windows Update for Business will be able to use Windows Update for drivers and critical security updates while also controlling Windows 11 feature updates via Microsoft Endpoint Manager Configuration Manager. Why do we care? Really do get the sense this is a branding exercise more than a massive change. The data covered this week about PC growth certainly implies there's opportunity, and this positioning is clever. I'm not dismissive that there's effort for a provider to invest to be ready for this. This just indicates the scale isn't as large as some previous upgrade cycles. The FCC is looking into deals between landlords and ISPs to find out if those deals raise prices for apartment dwellers. Being examined are revenue sharing agreements in which the landlord takes a percentage of the revenue an internet service provider receives, incentivizing the landlord to steer tenants to that provider, exclusive wiring agreements that involve a landlord saying only one internet provider can use a building's wires to provide service, and exclusive marketing agreements where only one company can market its services in the building. The FCC vendor Lightbox has released a nationwide broadband map using U.S. geographic data and connectivity data. Per the map, 60 million people in the U.S. lack broadband access, which is a number a lot higher than estimates from the FCC or third-party site Broadband Now. It's happening locally, too. The city of Boston is spending the next 6 months on a commission to examine digital inclusion and broadband expansion efforts during the pandemic. The intention is to do assessments and recommend strategies for improving service availability. Why do we care? Broadband access will be changing, and I'm cheering all the way to the bank for the opportunity to access more customers. To unlock all the potentials of the cloud for all customers, this is a necessary change. Telcos, be warned. IT services companies, be excited. Think you know PC-Matic? Think again. PC-Matic is working with MSPs to deliver true zero trust, default deny, endpoint security, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. A lightweight, simple to deploy, and easy to manage approach to application allow listing. Layering a default deny approach provides MSPs of all sizes the ability to focus again on prevention, and PC-Matic delivers this without impacting performance or efficiency. Find out more by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP and ask about their exclusive lead sharing program backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend, and I will talk to you again on Monday. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.